people of the internet. How's it going today? How you doing? I'm Billy Bones, and this is a walk through the mind. A moment where we can sit down and have a conversation. Hash out a handful of ideas that have been bouncing around in between my ears. See if we can get some talking points started for you, me, and everyone else. I realize that, you know, what's one of the rules to dinner conversations is don't talk about religion and don't talk about politics. And I guess I do cover a lot of that. I do try and bounce around and give us some sort of dinner conversation somewhere within the grand scheme of things. So I do apologize in potentially ruining dinner conversations. It's not my intent, though. But I'm going to continue down that path today, going along the politics line. And something that I feel has been beaten to death like a dead horse and then some. And that's Russia. Russia, 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 Russia. Everybody's talking Russia and Russian collusion. Now, whether or not it's true, whether or not Mueller actually finds something or the Attorney General has over-diluted and oversimplified the report, we can still run back to the simple basics. Let's just keep the topic on a simple one, which really kind of started this rabbit hole of thought processes for me. And that's Facebook spending, what did they spend, $1,000, $100,000 in Facebook advertising. And, you know, with all the other links I'm going to end up including in this, I guess I should have looked up that. This will be one of my heavier source cited episodes. I don't normally keep that many show notes, but today, like I said, I went down a little bit of a rabbit hole researching this because I didn't want to come off as completely ignorant. But again, Russia spent that money on Facebook and bought all those advertisements and influenced us as a national public on our decision to vote. Now, we all have our own opinions on that and how it all plays out. But when we're talking about intrastate advertising, attempting to influence the vote from outside of more or less our community, the first thing that really came to mind was back in 2008, California had written a law banning gay marriage. And then it was up for vote again to repeal it. And the Church of Latter-day Saints spent a lot of money in the state of California advertising, pushing for the advertisement to keep the law on the books. Now, as we can gather on a general, simple term, Christianity does not approve of gay marriage. And so, under the Christian belief, you're there to promote that. You're there to promote that and protect the sanctity of marriage and protect marriage being between man and woman. Now, my opinion, although it doesn't really matter much here, but do what you do. Don't hurt your neighbor. Don't hurt other people. Do whatever you want to do. I'm okay with that. I think the government should have minimal involvement on who can get married, but again, we all live within our own communities. But again, the immense outpouring. You sit there and you look at money being funneled to the church headquarters, I believe in Utah, and then that money transferred to another state to run political advertising to influence a vote. Now, where are we to do our research? Again, we have political advertising runs a huge gamut, especially triggering things along the lines of emotions. But what about states with legalized marijuana? I live in such a state, and there's another state, Colorado, and back in the day when that was first happening, Oklahoma petitioned the Supreme Court to attempt to overrule Colorado's ruling because people would drive across the border and purchase these drugs and then drive back into a place where they were illegal. Now, I find that to be a better use of influencing a community's choices, laws, and opinions. But then we run into the position of states' rights, where I'm a stronger proponent of. But again, we're looking at something that's still on the Schedule 1 with no medical advantages, no health advantages, and easily abused. That's a poor summarization, but close enough definition of Schedule 1 drug. Feel free to look that up to get the better definition of that. But we have, you know, again, neighbors interfering with neighbors' choices, neighbors' communities choosing what they would like to do, how they would like to make their opinions played out and evolved. What about even in some more recent news when Seattle City Council members went to New York City? I don't know the specifics on that, but two of Seattle City Council members again went to New York to, in a nutshell, protest or forewarn New York in the ways that a company has grown and advanced here in Seattle through previous politicians' agreements and negotiations. But we had city council members going again across state borders to influence another community's vote options, I guess. Now, maybe the outside council was warranted or invited. I don't think they shoehorned their way in. I'm sure they offered, you know, set up the meeting and set up the connections to get the conversation going with themselves. But again, that's one state interfering with another community's choice of options. Does social media have a place within intra-community politics? We kind of discussed that in the social media episode where we talked about the Me Too and the changing of beliefs, sometimes for the greater good and sometimes for the abuse. Sometimes we need our neighbors to learn from our mistakes or to warn them from our mistakes. Is it always our prerogative to go in and tell people how they should think? Now on this trip down the rabbit hole, this trip that started with Russia investing money in the United States to influence our election in one way or another, either by making a mockery of it, making a mockery of our advertising system, making a mockery of us as Americans to make our choices, or the inability thereof, however, whomever is looking at it and influencing it. But what about a former vice president's son working for a gas company abroad, another country's gas company? Now we can sit here and go, you know, we're based on the petrodollar. We're no longer a gold standard, gold-backed dollar, which is a completely different discussion for another day, which I am vastly inadequately versed in. But Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, works for a Ukrainian gas company. And if you want to go just a little bit further down the rabbit hole on that one, a former director of CIA counterintelligence, an ambassador at large for counterterrorism, is also a part of the board of directors of that company. How close are that company's ties with the Ukrainian government? Don't know. That's been kind of kept on the down low. And maybe I'm just, you know, maybe we're connecting similar looking dots and I'm just connecting too many dots. But what about when non-governmental entities influence or attempt to advertise and politically influence elections over in Israel with Benjamin Netanyahu? I will link to an opinion piece from the Washington Post that there are allegations of the funds from Obama's 2008 campaign election going towards that company to smear Netanyahu. Now, whether or not he deserves that, it might be fully justified. It might not be. But who are we to yell at another state, another community, for impacting our elections when there's the potential for us influencing other elections? Now, we can't buy everything on TV. We can't buy everything that's said on TV, everything that's said on the internet, on social media, even in some books. We can't buy it all hook, line, and sinker. There should be some level of doubt until we are, I don't want to say forced, but we come to the conclusion that either no other option or opinion is available, or all else are wrong. But even then, there's still three sides to the truth. There's his side, there's her side, and there's the actual truth. There's no truth in advertising law for political campaigns. If I sell a product on TV or the internet or whatever, the Federal Trade Commission has the potential to come in and tell me that I'm advertising it wrong. One of the examples on the page, another page that I'm going to link here, was talking about a toy ballerina that would spin on its toe or something like that. And the original advertisement on the TV showed the ballerina spinning all on its own without any human involvement. But the ballerina, the toy, needed human involvement to spin or stand. I didn't go into detail on exactly what went wrong, what was misrepresented in this advertisement. It's just the nutshell. Feel free to check that one out. That's the factcheck.org link that will be in the show notes. But again, there's nothing there for political advertising. And that page you're going to have to read on your own, because otherwise I'll end up reading the whole thing for you. It's not too long. It's easy enough read. But again, there's no truth in advertisement for political pieces, for political advertising, unless it's a blatant lie. And if you take advertisements for one candidate, you have to take advertisements for another candidate. If you want to turn down one candidate, you have to turn down all candidates. But again, on that final page there, talking about political advertising, the Washington Supreme Court, in one of its battles, is quoted as saying, instead of relying on the state to silence false political speech, the First Amendment requires our dependence on even more speech to bring forth the truth. The First Amendment exists precisely to protect against laws such as, in brackets, the Washington State Truth in Advertising Law, which suppresses ideas and inhibits free discussion of governmental affairs. And I found that to be a nice way to wrap this up, a nice way to create the statement that it's our job, yours and mine, regardless of who's in there to tell us what's what. It's our job to do the cross-referencing, the decision to figure it all out, to make our own decision, and vote accordingly. And again, not to throw the first stone or be the receiver of the first stone for interfering in intra-governmental, intra-community elections and opinions. We all want our neighbors to do well. But we can't get triggered so easily. Kind of a bounce around podcast, kind of a bounce around topic. But it's just ideas and conversation starters. Places for us to look deeper, to research, to become educated. I'm Billy Bones, B-I-L-L-Y, B-O-N, the number 3-S. You find me on Twitter at Billy Bones. Got a website, billybones.com, all of those spelt the same. On the website, you can join the Discord server, hit me up there, or send me an email, tell me what I got wrong. Maybe you got some ideas to share. Hit me up. I'm here for the conversation. Questions, comments, love mail or hate mail. You send it all. I'll talk to you next week. Love you guys.